We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Michigan is on its way to the Sweet 16 for the fifth time in the last 6 years and third in a row. The head coach of the Michigan basketball team is John Beilein, and he is kind enough to join us here right now on 97.1 The Ticket. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Let me know if I'm out for a walk, blowing off some steam here. So if you don't hear me well, let me know.
All right. All right. We'll definitely tell you that. Thank you, Rich. I know this is a super busy time for you. We really appreciate it. Last year, you guys won the second round. You came back to Ann Arbor. Then you headed out west for the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Same thing this year. How much does that help as you guys go through what's always a pretty stressful time for a basketball program?
Well, it was good. I just went, hey, whatever we did, like, remember we played really well against Texas A&M. Yep. I said, whatever we did last year, let's do it again. And so it's pretty much practice today. You know, we'll have film and get at 2, and we'll get done with practice by 4:30 and be wheels up at 6:30, land there at 8:30. And, you know, then you just go, into it. So we started following that same template. I think we had the late game again, I think, out there. I'm not sure, but I mean, we got a little bit of a routine and some experience, but we still got to beat a really good team.
Talk about that really good team. A lot of Michigan fans are already looking ahead towards, you know, Gonzaga or whatever. Obviously, you're not.
They're the
three seed, and Jarrett Culver is one of the best players in the country. They play great defense. How do you stop Culver?
Yeah, he's tough, and you hope you got a guy like Charles Matthews. Right. What I've learned a lot during my time as I've matured as a coach here is, you know, sometimes there's great players and then there's great defenders. And when they match up, anything can happen. And so Charles Matthews is really an elite defender, and he takes it personally. And we got some other guys that if you need to switch on to him, you can do some things too, but give Charles a rest. But he's really a good player. And Charles has faced really good players, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Should be a great battle. Good players.
What do they do defensively that makes them so good on defense?
Well, they got experience, number one. This will be one of the most experienced teams we've played. They haven't all been at Texas Tech. There's a few transfers, 2 grad transfers, 4th, 5th year guys. You know, heck, we got 1 4th year guy and a whole bunch of 2nd and 3rd year guys. And that's what they really have that, and they really get up in you. Just do some things to try and take you out of your rhythm.
We're talking to John Beilein, the head coach at Michigan. John, I'm wondering, you've had players play for you who came in and right away they were stars and they were great as freshmen and sophomores. Then you've had players who've developed, and Xavier is one of those guys who has developed into what he is now. How satisfying is that for you, and what's that process been like to watch?
Yeah, that's the unknown all the time. It's a great question. Because I've said that many times. You got your Nick Stauskas and Trey Burks and Tim Hardaways, and they're all first-rounders. And then you got your DJ Wilsons and Mo Wagners that are still first-rounders, but they didn't see the court as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is. Some of them take a little bit more time. Sometimes their bodies aren't ready. Sometimes their mind isn't ready. And we love to see what Xavier's done right now, because he's in that category of guys that were, you know, you didn't have, as a freshman, you said, wow, it's going to take him a while. And then all of a sudden, there he is, boom. And he's running the show, one of the best point guards in the entire country.
Was the turning point when you changed his name from X to Z? Is that really, he's really blossomed since then.
It could be. I kept getting the academic reports, which are all good. I said, they're spelling your name wrong, X. They're putting a Xavier out there. And he says, no, that's my real name, but we've just gone by the other. So he decided to make it all one.
Jordan Poole seems to have recovered his shot a little bit. It's still not great, but it's better than it had been earlier in this season. What goes through your mind when he takes, to be kind, an ill-advised shot, but it goes in? Are you sitting there going, no, yes?
Oh, we have a really simple rule. If you take a bad shot, that baby better go in. You know what I mean? I'm not going to it's tough. You don't want to take people's swag away from them, and you do because it is a game, 30-second shot clock, great defenses with tons of video on you. You're going to sometimes be forced into situations where you have to take tough shots. What you don't want to do is take it early in the shot clock or when somebody else is open, or you got to switch down low and John's being guarded by John Teske being guarded by a six-footer. So those are the elements that you do. And like you said, he knows what's up, whether in practice, whether in film, or whether benched in the game, that you take those shots, you got to make those shots. And at the same time, he understands that, that's not what we're looking for. But it's a fine line that we try to dodge there, not get, because then all of a sudden it'll be wide open. It'll be thinking, so is this a bad shot? You don't want that, but that's the dance I dance every day with a couple of players, including Jordan.
Speaking of going back to Xavier real quick, obviously his hook shot has become nationally known. Is that something that he presented to the coaches one day at practice? Is that something you noticed and kind of pushed him towards? Because that also seems like one of those no yes shots. But now that he does it so effectively, it's quite a weapon.
Yeah, it's Captain Hook you're talking about.
Yeah.
So he is. That's something that we've worked on together. That we noticed when there became a change in rules that there was no longer really a block charge at the basket. That jump walls were impossible for 6 foot guards to just go in and you manipulate themselves in the air and still get the shot off, because you could draw a block, you could charge, but you could also get an and one. The old way, you can't do that anymore. You go there and there's a guy, a seven-footer jumping as high as he can in the air, vertical, and any contact that's made is on you is not going to be called. So you got to do what we call it, body on, ball away, BOBA. Body on, ball away. And put your body on him, get the ball away. And one of the things that we developed and he's developed, we suggested, he developed, and he works on it every day, making probably 20 or 30 every day, right and left. He can shoot him with his left hand too. Is the hook shot. So it's a good weapon for him, and it's been great for the team.
In the last few weeks, we've seen Isaiah Livers really come into his own, and now coming off the bench that Matthews is back, how much of an impact has he made to this team?
I think the bad news was the good news. The bad news was Charles went down. The good news is that Isaiah was forced to play more, especially as a three-man, and that is just – knowing he's in that game for a longer time, playing 30 minutes, has really helped him, be more. If you're in there 5 to 10 minutes a game, which he was before as a three-man, you don't gain that confidence. And all of a sudden, you play 30 minutes as a three-man, you get a lot better understanding for not only offense and defense. So now when he comes in, whether he plays the three, the four, or the five for us, he's comfortable in all those positions. That's not easy to do. Got a really high IQ. And he's really and he loves his teammates and he's very unselfish. It's easier for him to do. A lot of people can't do what we ask him to do.
You guys had the big water celebration in the locker room after the win over the weekend, and I was wondering, is that an effort to basically take a second to admire what you've accomplished? Because getting to the Sweet 16 is an accomplishment, even though it's becoming commonplace. Or is that an attempt just to keep things fun and light in what's a very fun run here for your guys?
It's a combination of all those things to celebrate, right, and have some fun with it. They love killing me, and I'll admit I was a wimp in this one. I got hit so hard initially with it. I got out of there. I ran and hid until they were done, because I was done. I was soaked from head to toe, and so it is really it's a great tradition that we have that. Has really it just allows those kids a few minutes just to be kids and the coaches to enjoy it and just really celebrate what is so hard to do, to go to an NCAA tournament, play two great teams and beat them both, two teams with 28 wins or so, and you beat them both. That's really a great year.
John, congratulations on what's been a great year. Hopefully you have some more water celebrations this weekend.
I hope so, too.
And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, John.
John Beilein, Michigan's head coach, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.